proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an excellent teaching for you today. We're teaching on a subject called Understanding Our Divinity. Understanding our divinity. Anytime you mention the word divine or divinity, you're talking about something that's God-like. See, we've been made in God's own image and after His likeness. Now, if we've been made in His image and after His likeness, likeness means to function like Him. You see, I think a lot we've been leaning on this human side of us and not really putting much weight on this divine side. When I say that, I mean the side that's greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Now, if we're going to start this teaching, we have to start out with something called righteousness. Now, we need to find out what righteousness is and the force that righteousness brings in our lives to keep us from sin or to keep us bold in our actions or to get answered prayer. All these things come through righteousness. Well, this is a powerful teaching. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Take some good notes. Let's go into it. It's called Understanding Our Divinity.
You see, as we look at ourselves, we have to be aware that we have potential. And I can just define potential as hidden abilities. And what happens is the enemy will try to talk you out of your royalty. He'll try to talk you out of being somebody special. Now, it's true. Look what it says in verse 3 of Romans chapter 12. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, he's talking about you now, not to think of himself, come on, more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. He said, don't think what? More highly. Wait a minute. He didn't say don't think highly. He said, just don't think, come on, more highly. See, you got to think highly. Praise the Lord. So what has happened? People sometimes, with this low image, this low ceiling, have difficulty projecting a good attitude towards other people. Why? Because they feel bad about themselves. See, God wants you to feel good about yourself. So when somebody asks you, how are you today? You don't have an organ recital. You know what an organ recital is? My head hurts. My arm hurts. They don't want to hear that. Say amen to that. But you'll answer with royalty. You'll answer according to how God sees you. Say, I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you? Praise the Lord. Doing just great. The opinions of other people should not determine your self-worth. You'll find when you feel good about yourself, your attitude towards other people will change. Come on now, because we need to lift folk up. They're already down. Your value and your potential was given by God. It wasn't given by this society. It wasn't even given by your relatives. They don't know how valuable you are. They don't know the potential that you have. The only one that knows the potential that you have is your Creator. I said the only one that knows the potential is your Creator. And I got some good news for you. When you know your potential and you connect up with your source, then all things become possible. There are no longer impossibilities. You have no more limits. Man, this is good preaching here. I said, you have no more limits. Is somebody here? Boy, I'm telling you, when we get into this thing and get in it right, you're going to find that God is going to be speaking to you about your potential, because God has information concerning your true potential that will astound you. God has information. See, he got some stuff that he ain't even uncovered yet. Say amen to this. And part of this is your potential. It's what you can do. I'm not talking about what the education system says you can do. We're going outside of that, because you are divine. Society didn't create you. And you are not, you don't have to go to society and ask them what you can do. You go to God and ask him what you can do. Now, the potential of something is built into it. And what you can tell is how the potential is, you can tell by the demands that determine that potential. In other words, the demands that are put on it. Here's Peter. Peter was in the boat with the disciples, and he saw Jesus walking on the water. Come on now. And then what he said, if that be you, tell me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, well, come on. Peter got out of that boat and walked on the water to go to Jesus. Am I right about it? Man, that's potential. Go with me over to Romans chapter 3, please. Romans chapter 3. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Honestly, how many people are familiar with that scripture? Okay, just a few. Let me read the next verse under it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How many are familiar with that? You know why? Because that's been preached. And what it has done is built in sin consciousness. That chapter is not about that. It's about righteousness. And because people have not preached righteousness, we've made the focus beyond sin.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As I was saying, in flying airplanes, mm-hmm. one of the biggest things that has to be taught is people in flying instruments how to stay on course and keep the airplane in what we call a straight and level attitude when they're doing something else with their head. In flying fighters, one of the things I had to, well, when I was going through pilot training, I share with you, I got the airplane straight and level, and then I go to look over here, and I had to be taught not to turn, because unconsciously anyone has a habit of wherever they focus, they go. Come on, I'm preaching better than you saying amen now. See? And if the focus is sin, you got to hear me now. Well, I got to stop sinning. I got to. No. Wait. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 34. Awake to righteousness, and you won't even sin. Change your focus. You go where you focus. Now, let me show you a verse that you may not have you've seen it before, but you may not put it in this light. Let's go over to it. It's in Philippians chapter 3, please. Verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. What's the next word? Forgetting those things which are behind, and what? Reaching forth to those things that are before, which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in who? Christ Jesus. Now, who was this book or letter written by? The Apostle Paul. What had happened in Paul's life? Does anybody know? Yeah, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was a stickler of the law. He thought those people who were following Christ were wrong, and he was willing to bring them to be judged, persecuted, and some killed. And that's what he did. But on that road to Damascus one day, that he was going, pursuing them with letters to take hold of them, and all of a sudden, God got a hold of him. A light from heaven, brighter than the noonday sun, struck him, and he fell to his knees. He cried out, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "I'm Jesus, who you are persecuting. Why are you trying to kick against the pricks?" So what happened? He told him to go to a street called Straight. Some of us need to end up on Straight Street. Now, what am I saying? Once he got born again, now he got a problem. He got a lot of bad road. Back there, I mean, this thing is terrible. Look what I've done. So what happened? He needed some revelation. Come on over with me to Romans chapter 8, please. Look at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation. Keep going. To them which are where? In Christ Jesus. Keep going. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now let me deal with this word, forgetting those things which are behind. Because you need to know something about that. Did a study this week. Guy had written a newsletter who was a Greek scholar and did some work with this particular verse, and this forgetting. And he said it comes from a Greek word, forgetting, E-P-I-L-A-N-T-H-A-N-O. That's the Greek word. But it means to pick another point of focus. See, behind, it means something obsolete that may be in your memory, and Satan uses it to harass you, especially after you've sought forgiveness. So it could be the devil trying to drag you back into regret about what happened in those past events and things that cannot even be changed. Behind. Those things that are behind describe something obsolete that should be permanently relegated to the past, abandoned, and left behind. This is the Greek of that. This is what Paul had to do now. It means something in your past that should be left in your past. Something you should turn away from and forget and never focus in on again. It should be never revisited. I'm giving you the scriptures here now. See, because some people are trying to walk in righteousness, but the condemnation's got them. And you can't do that. You can't serve two masters. You can't have two natures. You can't walk both ways at the same time. You're going to have to make up your mind, I'm focusing in on righteousness. I'm focusing in on things ahead. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, what happened? Torment about your past. You can't change it. Past failures. Not just your memory speaking, Dave. But the enemy sometimes harasses you. Let's say it's not in your memory. Now, it's in your memory, you can clean it out. Turn to Hebrews chapter 9. See, the thing that you don't want to do, the Bible says, they that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings. See, you've been hardwired to reign. Hardwired, folks. When you're not doing it, when you're not making decisions, when you're not in a place where you're creating, when you're not showing initiative and all of that, that's because unrighteousness is in there somewhere. And the Bible says in 1 John, all unrighteousness is what? Sin. And what relationship has righteousness with what? Unrighteousness. You can't walk together. God is righteous. What gonna walk with him is righteous. So we're gonna walk with God who is righteous, and we're gonna be the righteousness of God and walk through him. So when he wants to do something, he's putting it through his nature. He can't put a big project through a condemned spirit. It's hard to get it through there. It's like trying to shine a flashlight through a muddy glass of water. You can't shine it through. That stuff is muddy. But when you clean yourself out. Now, here's what I'm talking about. Righteousness is not the goody-goody way you act. That's holiness. See, righteousness is your nature. If you know what your nature is, it'll make you act right. People been trying to get holiness without righteousness, and it's only made them mean as a rattlesnake. But when you focus in on the fact that you are the righteousness of God, that you are royalty, that you are special, that you can do all things, that you can, are you following what I'm saying? All that other goes away. Come on, come on. Now, what did I tell you? What did I tell you to turn? Look what it says here in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12. Let me know if you got it. Say, praise the Lord. Neither by the blood of bulls and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now, who is that talking about, please? It's talking about Jesus. Jesus took his own blood and put it on the mercy seat of heaven that redeemed every one of you. You were not bought with money. Money wasn't enough to buy you. You weren't bought with gold and silver. They weren't valuable enough. You had to be bought with the blood of the Son of the living God. Man! Look at verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself, come on, without spot or without fault to God, purge your what? Conscience from what? Dead works to serve who? The living God. So it's telling me that you can't serve the living God if you've got sin consciousness. And it's hard for God to get you to do some things. When I went down, I remember it went down to ORU, went to seminary down there, and I went to chapel. Every time I went to chapel, I started crying for some reason. I said, man, why did you? Then God, I got before God, got into consecration. God said, you know, it's sin consciousness. You got guilt in your life. And what happened? He gave me a scripture, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things that are behind, reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I said it every day for about 21 days. After what, that about 21 days, poof, I felt something break. What did it break? In the spirit. It purged that thing out of sight of me. You see, I'm wanting to serve God, but I couldn't step forward because I had something holding me back. Now, I'm telling you that the blood of Jesus is sufficient also to purge your conscience. Now, when I say that, I mean this. It means, glory to God. Y'all with me? Ooh, I feel like I'm preaching hard. There are folks that ask me, say, hey, Bill, you remember when we so-and-so and so-and-so? And I, Man, I'm trying to remember. Now, I remember just before that and just after that. But that is gone. Can't recall it. See, once you come into that divine relationship, there's no such thing as impossibilities. You can cleanse your mind.
When a person is righteous and doesn't know it, sickness, sin, disease reigns over them. But when you accept your righteousness, start from there. I know you ain't living all right yet, but start with a state of mind. And watch it bring you into right living. Folks, if it were not for His grace, where would we be? You see, when sin consciousness is there, it strips you of faith. Faith is what you use to resist the devil. If you don't have any faith, how can you resist repeating the same thing? That's what the enemy wants. He wants you to repeat it and repeat it to the point that you're just so fed up with yourself that one day you say, oh, this ain't worth it. No, the first step is awake to righteousness. You have a new nature in you. You're special. You're royalty. There's no condemnation. All you have to do is confess it. He said, if you confess it, He's faithful to forgive it and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He promised that. You ain't cleansed because you feel clean. You cleansed because He said you're clean. Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that's called understanding our divinity. Now, when we say divine, we're talking about something, that, again, that is godlike. You see, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, that we were born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the Word of God. See, we were born by the seed of the Word of God. Well, in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if I have the Word, I have God. And we were born by the seed of the Word of God. So whatever God has in Him, we have deposited in us. And once we find that out, we'll find out that we're somebody special. All you have to do is look at your fingerprints. Do you know nobody else has your fingerprints from now all the way back to Adam? Nobody. You are somebody special. You see, if you find out these truths, it'll cause you to act completely different. It's a level that we have not attained to only because that knowledge of who we are has not really been in our hearts. Once we get this in here, we'll move to another dimension. The address and phone number on your screen, I'm telling you, what an exciting series. You need to listen to this over and over again and get this into your spirit. I'm telling you, it'll change your life completely. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Do you know who you really are? Do you understand what you really have? Do you have any idea of what you can really do? Stop living your life with limits. Take advantage of your rights as a child of God. It's time that we understand our divinity.
You ain't what you used to be. And a man that is in Christ is a new creature. All things I passed away. Behold, all things. I'm going this way.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn that you were born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the Word of God.
You got to rise up and know that you are the righteousness of God and that you've got a nature of a ruler. And you got something to say about this entire earth.
Order Understanding Our Divinity today, and Dr. Bill Winston will explain why God's nature is inside of you to act just like Him, why faith is established by righteousness, how you can awake to righteousness and sin not, and much more.
Righteousness is not the goody-goody way you act. That's holiness. See, righteousness is your nature. If you know what your nature is, it'll make you act right.
To order your copy of Understanding Our Divinity, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. We were created in the image and likeness of Almighty God, and He desires for us to understand our divinity. Order your copy of Understanding Our Divinity today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
We are the righteousness of God. We have the same nature. We are an extension of His hand. And what we say in this earth, God is going to back it.
Then they that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Ministers and Missions Conference 2008 at Living Word Christian Center Auditorium. This conference takes us back to the heart of God. Opening our conference on Wednesday evening, it's Dr. Cindy Trim of Cindy Trim Ministries.
Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? The problem with the church is we've got too many believers and not enough receivers.
On Thursday night is Dr. Jorge Lopez from Guatemala, Central America.
You can change everything if you believe in Jesus.
And the conference speaker on Friday night is yours truly, Dr. Bill Winston.
Every one of us is gifted. Somebody want to be a dental hygienist? Somebody wants to be a plumber? These are giftings. These are callings. And one of the ways that you're going to dominate the earth is to perfect your gift.
This conference takes us back to the heart of God. It's the Ministers and Missions Conference 2008, March 26th through the 28th, 2008. For more information, call 866-816-4653.